is March the 31st, 1983, and I'm at the home of Sherry and J.D. Agner out near Lee, Pinetta, or Madison, depends on where you're coming from, I suppose. J.D., before we begin the interview, I just want to say that the tape will go to the archive at the Florida Folk Life Program. I'm going to have you sign a release form at the end of the interview. Is that agreeable?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, J.D., could you tell me your birth date and place you were born?
October 23rd, 1956, born in Madison.
And what's your address here right now?
Route 1, Box 200, Lee.
Okay. How long have you been playing music?
Right at 10 years.
And when did you begin?
When I was 16, 17. I don't remember the year. It's too far back for me to remember the exact year.
Okay, exactly how did you begin playing music?
Well, I'd been around it most of my life. My father played and uncles played. And a friend of mine, he was had started playing, so that put the itch in my britches, I guess you could say, to take it up and go on with it. So that's really how I got started, I guess you could say.
Who taught you?
Well, my friend and my uncle and father showed me the basic chords, and I just took it from there and kind of taught myself the rest.
What's your friend's name?
Keith Williams.
What instrument does he play?
Banjo and guitar, and he plays fiddle too.
What did your father play?
Guitar.
What is your earliest remembrance of your father fiddling around with you on the guitar?
I'd say 8 or 10.
What happened at that time?
Well, he'd just get it down, you know, at night and sing a little bit. And, you know, just before we go to bed, sing a few gospel religious songs and whatnot. And then he got together with his brothers and played once in a while.
What was the exact thing that you remember to inspire you to pick up the guitar when you finally did?
I don't really know. Don't really know. That's kind of takes me by surprise there. I reckon just the urge just to be doing something with my hands, doing something that people been doing for years.
Whose guitar did you start playing on?
My father's first, and then he bought me a little Yamaha 3 or 4 months after I picked up, and he seen that I was determined to learn, which he had a pretty good guitar. It's 25 or 30 years old. Near about a collector's item.
What kind of guitar?
I think it's a Harmony, I believe is what it was.
Do you remember the first song you learned on the guitar?
I Saw the Light. I Saw the Light.
Usually people remember their first words. How long did it take you to get practiced up enough that you were playing fairly well?
Probably 2 or 3 months where I could play and keep rhythm enough for somebody to sing along with me or for me to sing. About 3 months.
Who did you do most of your playing with?
Keith Williams. Every spare minute we was at the guitars playing and singing.
Were you still in school at that time?
I was a junior, I guess. Yeah, I was a junior in high school.
Was he playing the banjo at that time?
Well, he'd started right after I started the guitar. And he's got a brother, Tommy, took up the bass. We had a friend, Wayne Vickers, that had another guitar, so we had a pretty good little band there.
Oh, did you have a name to
it? North Florida Bluegrass Boys.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd y'all play?
We played at several little disabled veterans place over in Greenville, and we played at the 4th of July Bicentennial back in 76. Had a pretty good time.
How long long did that group stay together?
We were together 2 or 3 years, I guess. Probably 2 or 3 years. Played at carnivals and whatnot around and about.
Were you getting paid for it at the time?
Mm-mm. We never got any pay. We just did it for the enjoyment mm-hmm. and free vittles and whatnot. As far as we were concerned, that was just something to do for enjoyment. If somebody else got the enjoyment out of it, that was good too. Mm-hmm. We did that for our own enjoyment.
Have you ever been in a band since then?
Mm-mm.
When do you play now?
Saturday nights most of the time. We spend about 3 weeks now since we got together. Wanting to get back into it a little bit more regular than like we used to do. Myself and Keith, his brother, whenever we can talk him into it.
What's his brother's name?
Tommy. And my wife, she plays guitar too. And banjo.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, I played a banjo too. Uh-huh. We both play about the same things.
Where did you learn the banjo?
From Keith.
Y'all just get together on weekends and play together?
Mm-hmm. Get together and kick them around a little bit.
What type of music do you play?
Bluegrass and gospel. And we do a little country here and there. But the bluegrass is our favorites.
How did you learn songs?
Going around to the bluegrass festivals and off of records. Got interested in the bluegrass music. We'd buy records and sit in front of the record player for hours on end, writing words down.
Do any of you read music?
Mm-mm. None that I know of.
So it's all from listening?
Mm-hmm.
Did your father still play?
No, ma'am. He hadn't played in several years. He got arthritis bad in his fingers and can't move him like he ought to, so he's just about give it up.
Do you remember specific songs that you learned from your father?
I Saw the Light. And a lot of the old standard gospels. I can't think of their names right now. It's I Live On. Great Speckled Bird. A lot of the old gospels. That's mostly what he played when he played was the gospel songs.
Where did he learn to play? Do you know?
Got no idea. I got no idea.
Do you remember any of your grandparents playing?
No, ma'am. None of. Well, I got a grandmother that used to play piano. As far as guitars or anything, I don't believe there was any that played.
Was the grandmother on your father's or your mother's
side? My father's side.
But you don't know if his father.
My grandfather didn't play anything. Now, further back than that, I don't know. I couldn't really say.
Do you know if any of your father's brothers or sisters play?
I've got two uncles that play. And I think might have a couple of cousins that play piano. I got two uncles that play guitars on my father's side.
Do you have any relatives on your mother's side that play?
Mm-hmm. My Uncle Wilbur. And got another couple of cousins that had a gospel quartet up in Valdosta. Sammy Reeves Singers, I believe, is what they call themselves. And that's about it on my mother's side that I know of.
The gospel quartet, are they still around?
No, I think they ended their singing business a couple of years ago. Got to where it was too much on them and their jobs and their family businesses. So they just had to quit it.
Did your mother play musical
instruments? Mm-hmm. She played guitar some and sang.
What about her? On her side of the family, did her mother or father play?
I don't think so. I don't remember hearing her talk about them playing.
Did she sing a lot?
Mm-hmm. Whenever we'd play, she'd be right in there with us singing.
I'm going to ask you just to switch a little bit from the music side and ask you a little bit about your cane grinding.
Okay.
When exactly did you begin cane grinding?
Well, me and my father doing it for ourselves in 1969 is the year we started.
Why did you start then?
Well, it was something that Daddy had always enjoyed, and of course I was too young to really want to get into it. But all I knew it was work. Daddy's father did it for years, all his life, so, and it was pretty good money-making affair, too, so we decided to go into it and try it a while, and we've been in it ever since, every year.
You said your daddy's father was into it quite
mm-hmm.
a bit?
He planted some always had cane to grind every year, back far as Daddy can even remember, and he's 55 years old, so he did it for years. Well, they've lived here in Madison County for, I guess, about all their lives. I think the Agners originally come from up Virginia or somewhere up in that part of the country.
But as far back as your grandfather did.
Mm-hmm. Been in Madison County.
How much cane do you grow in?
Well, we've had up to about 8 acres of it. We've cut back down to about 4 acres is what we usually grow now. Maybe cut back to about 4 acres.
What could you explain the process that you go through when you do cane grinding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, first off, you got to go out and strip the cane, knock the fodder off of it, the leaves off of it, and you go in and with knives and top it, cut the tops out of it, and come back along with hose, and chop it down. Then you load it up on trailers and trucks and carry it up to the mill. And you grind it. You know, you've seen the cane mills. It's got the big steel rollers on it. Squeeze the juice out of it. We got a tank built that catches the juice, and then we run the juice into the syrup kettles. And we've cooked with gas. Wood's just a little bit too much of the good thing to cook syrup with anymore. It'd take a pile of wood the size of this place to run that outfit. And put it in the kettles and light up, get it a boiling. Just before it goes to boiling, we got to take a skimmer, which is something like a dishpan with holes knocked in it, and run across the top of it to get out the trash and stuff it rises to the top as it's heating. And once it starts to boiling, we just sit back and enjoy life, watch it. Usually takes about 2.5 to 3 hours a kettle for the syrup to cook all the water out of it, and you know, turn into syrup. And you scoop it out of the kettle and put it into another container for the bottling process. Bottle it up, put it in the boxes, and off to market.
Where do you sell it?
A lot of the local stores around here, and then we've got a couple of big customers and big outfits in Live Oak that takes a lot of our syrup.
What do you do with the skim after you take it off?
Well, when we had hogs, we feed it to the hogs and let them get good and drunk. Mm-hmm. We got rid of our hogs, so we just pour it out in the fields.
You don't have a
buck fog? No, we ain't never made none of that. Yeah, we thought about trying it, but mm-hmm. we just never have.
What size kettles do you all use?
We've got a 100-gallon and an 80-gallon. Oh. We got two kettles.
Do you have them going at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
About how long does it take you to do all of the, what'd you say, 6 acres?
Well, about 4 acres is what we got now. This past season, we was in it about 2.5 weeks. Grinding and the cooking of it. Of course, it took us a couple of weeks to strip it out and do that. three or four weeks before we get ready to grind it.
When you grind it, how do you do that? Do you grind the whole lot and then do the syrup, or do you grind as you do the syrup?
You grind as you do it, because it'll spoil if you leave it over 4 or 5 hours without it being cooked. It'll spoil. So what we do is, well, our container that we put the juice in is big enough to hold 2 kettles of juice, enough to fill up the 2 kettles. So what we do when we get the first 2 started is fill the tank up again, so it'll be ready when we take the syrup up. You know, just go right back in with the juice and not have to worry about cooling the kettles down, washing them down or nothing. You know, just take the syrup out and put the juice right back in it. We light up about 6 o'clock usually, and it's about 6 in the afternoon when we get through, shut them down.
So how long, 3 to 4 hours it takes to make?
About 2.5 to 3 hours each per kettle.
After you take it out of the kettle, does it have to cool down some?
Well, we let it cool a few minutes, but then, you know, as soon as we can get everything cleaned up and ready to go to bottling, they go right to bottling it, putting it right in the bottles. Me and my father. I've got two uncles that help, Sharon. I've got a younger sister that helps. I guess that's about 5 of us. And then, of course, neighbors and friends come around and help once in a while.
So it's mostly family?
Mm-hmm, it's family, completely family. We hire no labor.
To do it this year?
Mm-hmm. We're going to continue it as long as we're able.
About what time of the year do you start doing this?
Well, this past year we started grinding the last week in October. We'd like to try to get through with it before Thanksgiving. Of course, a lot of people would rather do it around Thanksgiving so spectators can come and watch. We kind of like to be able to sit down and enjoy our Thanksgiving dinners. So we just decided that we'd get it all done before then. And in 1 year, we lost about half of our crop because we waited around and it froze, got real cold on us, and we sure messed up that year. And lost about 4, that's the year we had 8 acres, and we lost about 4 acres that year. Froze solid.
A lot of hard work in the training.
It was. And couldn't walk out in the cane patch without getting kind of up the top of the pine trees. And that juice soured, and it was a mess.
Think you're going to teach any of your children to play music?
Mm-hmm. Both of them, hopefully.
And to help with the cane
grind. Oh, yeah, that's for sure. No, hey, that'll just come natural to them.
Would you be willing to play some on tape?
Or? Yeah, with the rest of my friends. I'm gonna need a band. Need a banjo to go along with, play along with me.
When do you think you all be getting together?
This Saturday night, hopefully. If nothing comes up, we're gonna try to play some Saturday night. No, I'd rather have the banjo in there.
Yeah.
Our banjo needs strings and I ain't got no picks. And I feel more comfortable with part of my group, okay, with Keith.
But you would be willing, mm-hmm, sometime for me to come back and,
mm-hmm,
take y'all?
Sure would. If you can bear listening to it.
I can't think of anything else. I'm sure as soon as I leave, I'll be able to think of some other things to ask him. But I appreciate taking the time.
Oh, yeah. Glad to.
I'm going to save the other half of that tape for the music.
All right. Good. Good enough.